This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No holes barred.
Oh, hello. Do you want to know something a bit interesting about today, Victoria?
Oh, yes, go on then.
Steve and I have officially been together 23 years today.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that mad?
Yes.
23 fucking years.
That is
ridiculous.
An actual life sentence, isn't it? What's to a life sentence? 25 years?
20. I think it's 20, isn't it?
I don't know. No idea.
I mean, yeah, it could be called life, but it's not. Yeah, I think it's mad. I can't believe it. And like, it's absolutely, I don't understand. I don't really get it.
It always blows my mind when people have been together since they're really young.
I know.
Because I just feel... I mean, obviously, it's very different from my experience of relationships, but if, Jesus Christ, if I was still with the guy that I was with 23 years ago, God knows what situation we'd be in right now. I'd probably be a single mum, to be fair.
I don't think, when I think about every version we've been to each other, we've been all of the things to each other that aren't very nice as well as nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't,
I know what you mean.
You know, when you think it's not been, when you hear like high school sweethearts, which I hate because it just implies something that is just nonsensical. Do you like how we've been talking for ages and now all of a sudden my dog decides to squeak on that fucking toy?
We've been chatting for about an hour and a half, haven't we?
Not one squeak of the toy. Now she's like, oh, hang on a minute, I think I'm coming up. Yeah, this
just,
is it. This
I'm
is
just
going to
get my
moment.
Toy out and squeak the whole
toy,
way through.
Have a little squeaker. So yeah, 23 years. I mean, obviously, it's definitely been filled with a lot of ups and downs. It's far from plain sailing, you could say. But
are you going to celebrate?
Yeah, we're going to have a nice dinner tonight.
At home or are you going out?
I wish we could go out.
Of course.
We're going to be at home. It's a Monday as well. It doesn't make any sense to be going out on a Monday, does it?
No.
So yeah, we're going to have a nice dinner. Fuck Toby off to bed.
Yeah.
And tell Elliot to absolutely not come downstairs.
Oh, yeah, because what did you text me the other day? You said that Elliot was downstairs in like your adult sort of relaxed time. He was still sitting downstairs.
3 days
with you.
On the trot.
Oh, mate. That feels really horrible.
It is. And I think, like, it's weird, isn't it? Like, the first night it was fine. And then I feel awful because
then
you see a sea of people on Instagram or whatever, you know, or you speak to people and they're like, oh, no, like, yeah, like they normally spend every evening with us. And I'm like, what's wrong with me then? Because I find
much. I need time away.
I do. Like, I can't. Initially, I can do it. But then after a couple of days, I'm like, no, I can feel myself like not.
I think it's absolutely integral that we maintain time on our own and time with our partner without our kids around.
Yeah.
And that's not work, because obviously when they're at school, we're working, you know, that's what we're doing. 99% of the time, occasionally we're getting an Indian head massage, but you know.
Occasionally. I tend to do that in the evening now, because it's just a nice little end to the day.
But I don't know what I'd do without that evening time, because now our kids do go to bed much later than they used to, because it used to be like 6:30, 7 o'clock, kids have gone, happy days. But now it's 8:30. And even that feels like an injustice to me.
That is an injustice, though.
Yeah.
That is
like,
an injustice.
Also, what do you do? So, because, you know, we normally watch TV or watch a film, and it's definitely not child friendly, not even like 12-year-old child friendly.
No, absolutely.
So, what do you do? Are you like, do you want to watch a film? You talk.
Obviously, he's like me. So, he likes to chat.
Yeah.
He loves the chat.
But aren't you like, come on, do you want to watch a little bit of this? Because we watch really like, we always watch like crime thrillers, just shit that would absolutely terrify my kids.
Oh my God. And also like, yeah, my kids don't like stuff that potentially will give them a nightmare anyway.
No.
But yeah, I can't remember. I think he might have played on the Xbox with Steve the first night. So I coloured in. So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. And yeah, and then it just carried on rolling and it was like, when are you going to fuck off? Like, I can't say this.
No.
But what I want to say is, when are you going to fuck off? Because
what's like a normal bedtime for a 12-year-old? I've got no idea. I've got no reference.
Well, obviously, I don't know whether I'm just a tight bitch, but a normal bedtime during the week for Elliot is 8:30.
Yeah.
So he goes to bed at 8:30. As in, like I said to him, you don't have to go to sleep, mate. But
you just got to be in your room.
You just need to be the head out of dodge.
Yeah, I would have to enforce that too.
Yeah. And then weekends is 10.
Okay.
10 p.m.
That feels fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's giving him that little bit of freedom.
Yeah.
But structured freedom. Do you know what I mean?
That's all my terms.
But I think it's also like, I need him to know he is 13, which Toby thinks is a massive cunt move. Toby's like, the injustice of this is appalling.
Well, because he's 13 or because he gets extra time away?
Because he just gets more... He gets like to make decisions for
adult
himself.
Almost adult luxuries, yeah.
Yeah, so like yesterday, for instance, we went to the Midlands to see our friends and we were driving home and I said to Toby, I was like, okay, so we've had a lot of technology this weekend. You know, when we get back, no technology. And he was like, well, I guess that means for Elliot too. And I was like, well, no, because Elliot is obviously a different age. Fuck my life. I was like, oh my God, shut up.
Do you know what's funny? Because when we came to visit you and Elliot was playing Xbox, Oliver, I mean, I've just told you that Oliver has set up himself on his Alexa as Elliot. So there's that. I feel like maybe he wants to be Elliot, but he keeps saying to me, because he said, how old is Elliot? Why does he get to go on computer games? Why is he allowed to play? What's he playing? Because he's just a fucking endless stream of questions, that kid. Yeah. Who am I? Are you my dad?
Mate, that's honest to God, that's Toby.
And he keeps saying to me, when I'm 12, I'm going to play Xbox like Elliot. And you're going to let me play Xbox when I'm 12? And I'm like, yeah, sure. You can have it when you're 12. Yeah. When I'm 12 and I'm like Elliot, he just absolutely loves him. Thinks this is the best thing going.
But I think it's a hard age because they're still young.
Yeah.
But you are wanting to give... He's 3 years away from leaving school.
Yeah.
That's major. So he's potentially going to be in an apprenticeship. Or leading towards an apprenticeship in 3 years' time, earning his own money. Like I said to Steve, this is that bit where you have to slowly slink off your expectations and let them make their own decisions about what's too much and what isn't.
Yeah.
And like when is appropriate and when isn't appropriate. And just like, I don't know, it's not even a conscious thing. I think it's just been one of those things where I think, okay, this is the time now.
You're growing up into a young man.
Yeah, and yet you still want to sit downstairs with us three knots on the shop.
Well, if he has to go up at 8:30, that's not too bad.
It was the weekend, mate. It was the weekend.
Oh, shit, 10 o'clock, though. Oh, jeez. Right, I'll be in bed.
I'm not even kidding you. I went to bed earlier than him on one night. I was like,
really?
I'm going to go to bed now. And I was like, oh, I've not had any time away from you.
Oh, honestly, I hate it. I hate when that happens. I need to have it. Or like, you know, if you're like really knackered and you can't stay up, you're like, I've had no time alone to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are probably loads of parents out there that are like, oh my God, my children are my best friend. I'm not like that. I love my kids so much, but I think I'm okay with having best friends.
Yeah, look, hello, my best friends are cool, all right? And I want to hang around with them.
Maybe when they're adults, it'll be different. But I don't know, I think it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because how can you've still got to be quite boundaried with, for me anyway, I wouldn't want my children to know everything about me because I think that's a lot for them to have to then.
Oh, Jesus Christ, they better never ever find our social media.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Well, obviously Elliot already knows about it. Have I told you about what Elliot does now? Because Steve does it. If we're out in public, Steve walks up to me, he goes, excuse me, are you that woman off the internet? Which I hate. So Elliot started doing it now.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. So, obviously, it's not been as traumatic for him. You know, I really worried about him being a senior school, about how that was going to impact him. But he's a bit like, I don't care, you take me on holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very basic requirement for him where he's like, it involves fine. Zero of time of my life.
Yeah.
I just don't like it when people ask for a picture with you because that's embarrassing. But otherwise, he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, dear.
Just quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That is quite refreshing. That is absolutely awful.
Not completely fucking traumatised him, is what I would say. Only a little bit.
Oh, should we go in for some stories?
I was just about to say that.
I've got a funny story here.
Yeah.
I feel like this is... Oh, yes. Yeah. So we have got another story from our... Well, she's now our resident dominatrix.
Oh, good.
Remember the lady that sent the story about the guy with diarrhea in the bath?
Yes.
Yes. So she sent another one here. What a job to have had. Here we go. So it's just a story time. A bloke called my line during the day and tells me his mum has gone out, so he has some time to himself for a wank. He tells me he has a shoe fetish, which in itself isn't that unusual. Oh, God. But this bloke has a fetish for his mother's black left patent leather stiletto court shoe. My immediate question was, is it always the left shoe? Apparently, he prefers left shoes. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? That you take a preference on the... Maybe it's the angle of your penis and how it slides into the footwell of the stiletto.
Yeah, I know, but there's not a lot of, you know... When you think about a stiletto, it's not a boot, is it?
No.
You're pretty much just getting your tip in when you think about...
There's not a lot roof to it, is there,
Good
to
Lord.
Cover the...
I never even thought about the fact that they'd want to fuck a shoe. I thought it was that they liked feet in shoes. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, no. Well, you know what we've learned on this podcast, that everyone will fuck anything. Yeah. Doesn't matter what it is, even if it's got nothing to do with sex, they will fuck it. So he tells me his mother's shoe is dangling from the end of his erect penis.
Oh, God, the debauchery. Oh, my God.
And he's about to push himself down onto his bed and fuck it bareback.
No! Oh, my God!
My mind is going a million miles an hour with so many questions, mostly surrounding why on earth he wants to stick his tube steak, I like that, in his mum's shoe. Whilst I'm thinking all this, I can hear him shuffling onto his bed, and that's when the creaking starts. He says he's done this so many times that there's now a bit of a dent in his mattress where the heel of the shoe has left its mark, but he can't help himself. He is in love with this shoe. I'm not even really speaking much because I'm too preoccupied with the questions in my head, such as why can't he go and buy a pair of shoes that aren't his mum's? And surely one half of the pair of shoes is going to start looking a bit off with all this going on.
It's
going to
smell like cum.
Yes. And oh God, is he leaving the wanked in shoe on the shoe tree without cleaning it? I hear this strangled breathing that sounds like he's dying, after which he tells me he's blown his gentleman's relish in the shoe. A few seconds later, he says thank you and tells me he has to go rinse it out and put it back. I ask him, why does it have to be his mum's shoe? And he says it's because he loves the way her feet smell, because he used to wank into her stockings as a teen. Oh, you know, you're like, this really just worries me about the future, having a teenage boy.
I've just literally spoken about mine. That just worries me greatly. I don't have any court shoes, thank God.
Also, I think I'd rather he stayed up and, you know, didn't go to bed till 10 p.m. than he stole a shoe and wanked into it. That would be my preference. It's all making sense
that's
now.
I wonder where. I love the smell of my mum's feet.
Yeah. What? He then ends the call because she's due back any time now. I'm stunned in silence for a while because how the fuck would she not realise one of the shoes isn't quite the same as the other? Yeah. It would absolutely start to rot and smell. And surely the integrity of the structure of the shoe would be compromised by a constant banging.
The architecture of a shoe is not designed to be fucked.
No, I mean, you hear about, you know, you've got to like wear them in. Not wank them in.
the left one has been wanked in. Well,
like, why is this left shoe a bit loose? Is my foot shrunk? What's going on? It's like, no, your son has just been furiously fucking it, mate.
It's the mum thing as well. Like that.
Yeah, dark.
That's deep. That's isn't it? Is it Oedipus?
That's what she said. Oedipus would be proud.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's also said, if you'd like to interview me, I'd be more than happy and would die happy if I got to make it onto your podcast. Mad love to you both. I do feel like she's someone that we could definitely have a little chat with. She's got some right old stories, this lady.
That the two stories she has given to date. It's you know what? The thing that I find for me, I'm quite a bubbly person. I'm quite good and integrated within situations. I don't know how the fuck, as a person, you manage that phone call. To manage the expectations of everyone in what, you know, like she says, like she was kind of stunned into silence. Like, what do you say? Like, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you having a nice time?
Does the shoe feel soft? What kind of leather is it?
Is it what size is it?
Are is they it from Peacocks or is it from Clarks? Like, it's just what? And this is the thing. I'm obviously not great. That this is where I'm not good is I wouldn't know what to
say. Small talk.
I think Steve would say I would actually make it worse. Is Steve's
suggestion.
It
sounds like he didn't even want to. And the other guy, like, I feel like they just need an audience. They're not really that bothered about you.
Maybe that's what we
chatting.
Need to get into, mate.
Yeah.
Just be like, all right, yeah. All right, yeah, okay. What are you going to do? You're going
to. I do feel like a Clark shoe.
You just ran a bit of ham.
If you're going to wank into any shoes, you've got to go for Clarks, haven't you? Because they're built to last, they are.
They're not as good as they used to be, but I'm going to say, how old is he as well?
I know, I was thinking that.
There's a lot
there. He's still living at home with his mum.
Enmeshment,
into
I would
a shoe.
Say.
I'm going to take a guess and say that maybe he's a little bit awkward, maybe. I feel
is
like
that
I
the
might
only
have worked
word
with
that's
like,
coming
yes.
to your mind? Because it's certainly not me, mate. Awkward is not the one that's coming up.
I was trying to be really polite. He's a fucking weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo is what he is.
I'm going to say a psychologist would probably put a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
I don't even have any fucking words. I'm really struggling to even find words.
But they say that the whole like fetish thing is normally something that happens when you're younger. That it's like the first that kind of ignites the first sense of arousal. And
I really
then you
hope
associate...
I am never ever part of the first sense of my children's arousal.
I think I really it's very hope. Common though, isn't it? It's the one that we were talking about. Remember when we interviewed Lala? Let me explain.
I remember.
And she
it
said
well.
About the bum wiping with the boys is that a lot of boys get fixated on bums because their mums are wiping their bums and they get an erection.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh God. I'm so pleased I don't wipe bums anymore.
Oh, I'm still
only
there.
My own. Only my own.
I'm still there. I'm still very
but
much.
I think like this is the thing about. It's another thing is I've said before, naively, we're always up for potentially saying something wrong. So let's just make it clear: neither Vic or I know anything about fucking kink shames or anything in between, and. Just shut up. Before I say what I say, just shut the fuck up. I think we've made that clear, haven't we, Fitch?
Yeah, we have.
Don't come at us. Literally.
Don't fuck shoes.
Don't fuck my shoes and don't come at us. But my thing, I wonder, obviously, traumatized Laura comes out every time. I wonder if these people, if they had some like really deep rooted therapy, whether they would still get off on shame in the same way. That's my question. I wonder.
Yeah.
Or, you know, would
I don't
they
know,
still have
I don't...
the same, obviously, desires. Shame is a massive thing around BDSM, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I wonder, would it still be the same? Would they still get off on it if they
addressed it?
That.
I don't. Yeah. I feel like the whole mechanism of arousal is very complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know how you like undo it when it's something that's ingrained very early on.
Definitely not going to try.
So. I'm absolutely not qualified to comment.
No, nor am I. Nor am I.
But yeah, look, I saw that video. There's the video doing the rounds on social media of the guy that's in love with his balloon. Have you seen that one?
No.
He's just like. He just loves balloons. He's in love with them sexually, you know, like he has intimate relationships with balloons.
How do you have an intimate relationship with a balloon?
Well, you just rub your willy on it.
Or deflated.
Wouldn't your pubes just get really static? That's what would happen to mine.
Well, if you were to rub it, yeah, but you get a
that's
static
what you must
shock.
Be doing. It's not like you can put a hole
can't
in it and
it
fuck
over
it, because it'll burst. Maybe
also,
part of the thrill is the balloon, the risk of the balloon bursting on you, Willie.
Oh God, I couldn't cope the noise.
No,
alone.
I don't like that.
I'm very edgy around balloons.
Yeah, my kids don't like them. They're no. very Edith does, but Oliver's like
Same.
Terrified.
Elliot
yeah.
fucking hates them, but Toby thinks they're great, which is a perfect way in which Toby torments his brother. Just show
just
him a balloon.
Throw the balloon at him, yeah. It just moves really slowly.
But I just find it fascinating, and I don't really know. It's just interesting, isn't it? It's very interesting.
If you were going to fuck a shoe, if you were going to fuck a shoe, what sort of shoe would you fuck? Different for girls, though, isn't it? Because we've got to think about the rubbing quality.
I think a moccasin.
What? Is that one of those half, like a Birkenstock style thing? Is that what a moccasin is?
No, a moccasin is like a, you know,
I
sort
need
of
to
a
look it up.
Suede.
Oh, it's soft.
Number. Soft, yeah.
A moccasin. I can't spell that to save my life, mate. Moccasin, I need to look at it.
Mate, if I have to...
It's come up with those very fluffy, soft slippers.
Let's have a look. The moccasin I'm thinking of is a suede. No, that's certainly not a moccasin in my
opinion.
It's
more like that.
That's a moccasin.
Yeah,
there you go.
Like a moccasin like that.
Yeah.
Really, that's what you'd go for?
What would you go for?
I don't know.
Would you want to go for something that
I think
could
something
be lubricated?
Needs to be quite hard. Yeah. That you can...
Like an Oxford.
Or maybe something that's got like quite a pointy edge in some way, shape or form.
Like a winkle picker.
A winkle picker! Oh my God, you could do clit and penetration with it, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could.
But also, it'd have to be like a fresh pair. What if they've been worn? They've got like dog poo germs on them from the outside.
You're asking for cystitis, you are.
Yeah, big time.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Imagine someone fucking you a pair of winkle pickers, mate. Oh, that just makes me laugh. Because I'm pretty certain.
You should
Rob
talk about
used
what...
to own a pair of winkle
but
pickers.
But can we talk about what Rob did?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Oh my God, yes.
How have we not talked about that?
Yeah, very funny story here. Rob being just, I mean, I sometimes like, have you actually got eyeballs? Because he does not see, read, he can't find anything. It's just, it is ridiculous how blind this man is to just life. So he said to me, I've had something delivered, but it's not here. Where is it? It's like, well, it's not here, mate, because I've been in whatever. It's not arrived. And he just seemed a bit panicked about the whole situation, which I was like, what's wrong? Why are you getting freaked out about it? It's fine. Don't worry about it. Just check where it's been delivered. So he checks. It's a photograph of our old porch with the package in our old porch, which luckily is only like, you know, 4 or 5 roads away. So I was like, it's fine. Just go and pick it up. Maybe the guy that bought the house still lives there. We know him like vaguely. Like, it'd be fine. But he's like really... really panicked in a way that I'm like, what is going on? What have you bought? What's in there? And he was like, oh, I could just like say that it's not been delivered, then they'll re-deliver it. And I was like, yeah, but it's going to send it to the same old address, so that's not going to work. You're going to have to go around there. He's like, oh, but the thing is, I've bought something. I'm like, what have you bought? He's like, I've bought a cock ring. And the shame that he had from that. And I was like, well, that's hilarious, because
it's also in discreet packaging. It's
that's
fine.
What I said. I said it's in totally discreet packaging. Love Honey are very excellent at that. It's just plain packaging. Don't worry about it. It'll all be fine. And I was like, can you just buy another one? Was it like a cheap one? He was like, no, I spent £80. It's like fucking £80 on a cock ring. What the hell
best,
does it do?
That best make send you
yeah,
both.
I was like, I need to have
space.
An orgasm instantly with that. Yeah. And then, he was like, okay, I'm going to go round there. So he goes round, and the guy answers the door, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry. My cousin, when stuff gets left in the porch, my cousin picks up the post.
Stop.
And he takes it to his house and then, like, brings it back to me later. So... So it's not here. It's with my cousin.
It's a Cochrane goose chase, isn't it?
That's it. It's had like a basically sightseeing tour of East London, this Cochrane, by this point. And mum's like, okay, just let me know when you get it back. Like, text me when it comes back. So then he's walking home and he walks into the house and he's like, V, it couldn't get any bloody worse. Look what he's just sent me. And he's got a text message and it's like, hi, Rob. So, slight issue. My cousin opens all of my posts.
And you're lying. You're lying. That didn't happen.
Opens all my posts and he didn't read the name on the package. Stop, so he's stop. Opened it. So I'm really sorry, but it's here now if you want to get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think I filled you in on that bit. Oh, my God, we were laughing so much. And Rob was like, so then he's like, I've got to go back. And I said, well, look, I'll go. If you want me to go, like, I don't mind. Because, you know, if you're feeling really embarrassed about it, it's just funny, isn't it? I'll go. And he was like, no, it's fine. I'll go and pick it up. And then he went and picked it up and he took a photo of the box and it was fully just like completely open with the sex toy, 100,000,000% visible. And I mean, the guy would have taken it out and looked at it as well.
What the fuck is wrong with the cousin?
What is this weird postal arrangement as well?
Why are you opening the fucking post?
It's very odd.
Nutbag.
Yeah, I mean, that's their arrangement that they have. But it's...
Why, though? Why? What makes you go, why? Can we just acknowledge how odd that is? That is so odd.
Unless he was lying and he opened it, and then that's what had happened. And he said, I cannot
for the life of me see how... That was the cousin. I'm sorry, that's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's great. I love it. It's the best story ever.
That is amazing. It couldn't be any worse. That's just so good.
Oh, God.
My fucking cousin opens all my posts. My whatever, fucking ass. If you're listening to this podcast, we know you're a liar.
It was you. And you saw it and you were like, maybe I could keep this because we must have loads of posts still. Oh, don't say that. We get loads of posts that must still be sent there and they don't bother giving it back to us. I'm sure of it because, you know, I didn't.
I bet you any money. What happened was she got the parcel and was like, or he, whoever they are, wonder if there's something in there that I could get out of it.
Yeah.
Rob shows up at the door and goes, like, oh, fuck, shit. This is awkward. I need to give it time. Yeah, all right, I'll let you know when my cousin brings it back. Right. Oh, my cousin opened it.
Yeah, exactly.
She was hoping to get away with it. I see what she did. Dirty bitch. Absolutely. I'd be raging.
Oh, so funny.
My fucking cousin.
I was like, yeah.
I'd be like, look, if you're going to tell a story, at least tell a good one.
Yeah.
That's such horseshit.
But next time, Rob, just check the fucking address before you buy something.
Yeah, you've been there long enough. 3 years.
Yeah. It's been nearly 3 years, yeah. It's like, come on.
Come on.
Sort it out. But then I was like, what was it? That's the last time you bought something from Love Honey that long ago. But then we're in the business of sex toys, aren't we?
Yes, well done.
Well done, Rob. Showing Fanny initiative. Well done.
I like that.
We'd like to say we haven't put it to use yet because, you know.
Oh, that's all right.
But we are going away. So, I mean, that's not till May.
Mate, please do not say you'll use it in May like that.
It's too depressing.
That's not a thing.
It can't be that far away. Jesus Christ. But anyway, we're going away in May, which is very exciting. So that I think that so was what exciting. Initiated him buying it because he was like, hoo-hoo, sexy time in Lisbon. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, we've got 3 nights away without the kids.
I mean, and nothing sounds more sexual than that in itself.
I cannot.
There could be no sex and it would still be more sexual.
Fucking late, mate.
Oh, God. It's just,
I'll be noshing on pastinatas, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And knob.
Knob. Once, because I won't want to do it again.
And then I'll probably get cystitis because it's been so long and the whole holiday will be ruined because I can't fucking
piss. I'll be walking so fucking whiny like John Wayne because my vagina can't cope with it.
Oh dear, have you got a little story? I've got absolutely no makeup on. I feel like my eyelashes are really in shit condition at the moment.
Oh God, what an awful thing.
I don't want to put
a
fucking mascara on them because I feel like 45,000 of them fall out every time I put mascara on. I need to get that. I keep seeing on TikTok this lash serum that I want to get, but I'm such a sucker for the TikTok shop, mate. I'll tell you what, as soon as I open that app, I've already spent 20 quid on shit that I don't need because I just believe it. It's such a clever marketing tactic of just normal people doing it. You're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to buy that.
You know what? Can we actually...
I'm an easy target.
Before I read a story out,
Yeah.
Can we just acknowledge the absolute hilarity of when you go on TikTok and there is that person holding up 900 toilet rolls and going like, oh, you won't believe like the absolute bargain. You can get all these for £9. And you have to sit there for that moment and go, but who wants that?
Oh, no. Who wants that and where do you store them?
In their right fucking mind, like if it was 900 chocolate bars.
Yeah, maybe.
A thing that is of so much more use than 900 toilet bars. There's a fucking stack of them. They're like, they do lives, don't they? Yeah. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. I find it absolutely hilarious. So I've got a story, Victoria. When the kids were young, their grandparents took them out for the afternoon. So my husband and I bought a clone Willy kit on a rare night away, and we decided to do it whilst the kids were out. I'm out. Are you?
Me too.
There's nothing about like trying to get Steve hard and then trying to get him into it.
Yeah, it's not sexy. I just don't know about, you know, wanting a mould of Rob's penis.
I like it, but I don't need a mould of it.
But I don't need a mould of it.
No, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm out. I'm immediately out. I say we, but it really was me and decided that the hubby decided to go along with it. All went well until we were demoulding.
God.
And I forgot to mention that we had wasted a few hours to do this after the kids had gone out. Anyway, whilst demoulding, the doorbell rang.
Oh, no.
I could hear the kids. They were back. My hubby started to panic as demoulding wasn't going well. We hadn't Vaselined up his pubes, and so they were all stuck in quite badly to the moulding material. I couldn't do anything but laugh. I literally near on pissed myself laughing so hard. He didn't find it funny and knew he needed to answer the door to his parents and the kids. I ended up answering the door whilst he got the scissors out and started freeing his nether region from the mould. Funniest thing to this day, the mould turned out well once it was cast by yours truly. It's hidden at the back of the cupboard so the teenagers and adult kids can't find it. Hope this brings a smile to your face.
So, wait a minute. So she's making a mould. So it's not being made out of silicone, though. She's making it herself out of clay.
It sounds like that scene out of Ghost. Do you know what I mean? What's the song?
Oh, my darling.
I've hungered for your touch.
Yeah,
and she's
just
like
vaselining
up his pubic hair.
Yeah.
And like just putting the silicone on the mold and
the
then
mold.
Probably casting it in
that?
The oven.
Do you like, are you like dipping it into a vat of the silicone and then making the imprint? Or
I'm
are
immediately
you just
finding
using
it hilarious based on Steve. And the immediate, like, watching Steve go through that would be so funny.
That would be too hard, surely, because their penis would be upright and erect. You'd have to, like, push it right down and...
Would it be like bobbing for
spillage.
Apples? Like, you'd have to sort of squat over, bob into the...
It would be the least attractive thing. If you wanted to use the mould, by the time you've actually made it, no, you'd no longer... You'd probably never want to have sex with them again.
I think what would happen is you'd have to get him erect. He'd have to go apple bobbing into the... paper mache, whatever it is. Plaster of Paris.
If you made a paper mache penis, what is the point? What would you do with it afterwards?
Well, she obviously just likes to keep
make
it
a hot air balloon
toe.
Out of it.
Little light switch.
Something. It's such a versatile sort of material, paper mache, isn't it?
Hey, it does for every occasion. It really does. It's not given the credit that it's due. But yeah, I just think, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to go apple bobbing. And then once you've got that bit, you then have to fill that bit. No, because, yeah, I don't know.
Because it's hollow, the mould. So you fill the mould with a substance to make
the... Yeah, but you've got to make the mould.
Really? Yeah, so I'm wondering if it's like made out of silicone and you just have to wipe it all over the willy and then it sets.
Yeah, but it got stuck to... I should say, but it got stuck
also,
to the pubes.
Like, how do you have to maintain the erection for the entire setting process?
I
how
imagine it would have to be the initial. Because maintaining a erection for that long...
Yeah, no, it's not really possible, is it?
And also, I think Steve would probably immediately lose an erection based on just the act of it.
Imagine Apple having alone. A mold of Steve's unerect penis.
Can you imagine?
Even less use than the erect one. I'll be like, and you could put that up as an ornament. Someone would come around and be like, why have you done the mold of a corn cocktail sausage?
Is that a corn on the cob over there? Fucking corn on the cob. Jesus Christ. You're definitely not. No, that.
My friend once, she like went on a sex toy website. And she didn't really look at what she was buying. She just looked at the price. I think she was a bit pissed when she was on there. So she just bought like the cheapest vibrator and it turned up and it was a corn on the cob. A vibrating corn on the cob.
Oh, God.
Why?
Yeah,
I mean, just, look, people are fucking really shoes. So, you know.
Maybe if your partner was dead, it would be a nice memento.
Fucking hell.
On their deathbed. Hang on, I'm just giving it. Oh.
I'm just going to do this. Just go do this just before you pass away.
Imagine the ghost scene. Oh, man. You need me to put my mouth around it. Is that going to help? Don't die yet. I just need one erection. One more erection.
Just one more erection.
Once the cast is on, you can die.
And then what? Like, do they? Yeah. I would have thought the whole process of doing the mold part was not very sexy at all either. It's really cold and horrible, isn't it?
I have zero desire.
Mm.
And to then go to act the act of keeping it. But then how the fuck do you dispose of it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, without it being very prisoner. Suspect. Yeah.
It is.
Although the outside of moulds do normally just look like lobulets of nothing because you can't see what the inside is.
No, but as in the final cast, the one that she's got at the back of the wardrobe so that the kids don't find
it. Yeah, what's she doing with it?
Just you. If you ever went off, you know, like sometimes we have a good spring clean and you go, oh, I'm not going to keep all of this shit that the kids brought home from school. Like, what if that's how you felt about the penis mold? What do you do? Do you smash it into a million pieces?
Yeah, I'd smash it
into
smithereens with a hammer.
Like.
Wouldn't you? Or if you split up and then, but you had your ex-husband's penis in your cupboard.
Yeah.
Lob it. That could definitely be used as a murder weapon for sure.
It would kill someone.
I do want clarification with what the material was. Was it like plaster Paris?
Maybe we need to work. Let's.
Or was it
what's
silicone?
A willy kit?
Yeah.
I don't know what's about to come up on my thing, but let's see. Willy kit.
I don't know how you. I suppose
oh
you
God.
Just leave it to set it.
There's a willy care kit.
What do you do for that?
It's got a pair of scissors. It's got a necklace that goes around the penis. Do you know like Joey Tribbiani's necklace?
Yeah.
It's like that.
But he's Willie.
Gentleman's Willie Care Kit. It's got a brush.
Oh my
it's got
God.
A mirror.
A
it's
brush.
Got some scissors and a little necklace. There you go.
Absolutely unnecessary.
Glow in the dark silicone. You are indeed correct. It would be silicone.
Okay.
Clone a Willie. That's on Amazon.
Hmm. You make your own suction cup dildo kit, mate.
Suction.
So it's in a tube and you stick your penis in the tube.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
And then it's set and then you must pour the silicone in. Or maybe you send it off. Who knows? No, you've got to just...
What I love about Amazon is that... So obviously I've clicked on Amazon post-Google and it's come up with clone a willy, clone a willy, clone a willy, clone a willy. And then we keep scrolling down. Oh, where's it gone? It literally just came up with something that here it is. Fire hose penis plug with butt plug. So one thing is a butt plug, and then a tube is connecting to something that you then shove up your penis hole.
Oh, that can't be safe.
Well, imagine that's got to have quite a long lead to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. I've also just found a clone a pussy kit, so you can do it, you fanny.
Oh, God.
I mean, so the mould in that, I'm like, my vagina lips are not fitting in there, mate. It's tiny.
I have no desire to do a big sharing bowl.
I would only do it to turn it into a hand puppet. Now that's an idea.
A felt one or...
No, a silicone one that I could
get
it to talk. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Would you do it off your own vagina though? For public
Oh Jesus,
viewing?
Maybe. Maybe
you've got
not.
To think about that, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think you'd have to do it. You'd have to mimic it on someone else's lips.
Would you be allowed to share that or would it be explicit content? A silicone fanny?
What? A talking
media?
One? A talking one?
Well, just
one.
A fanny anyway, like that.
Knowing social media, they would probably have something to say about it.
Yeah.
Because obviously the silencing of the Vagina Museum in itself, they're constantly fighting to not be taken down, even though it's actual facts, history, factual, and knowledge.
Educational purposes.
Stuff about vaginas and dropping the stigma around what they look like.
I still need to go to that.
Me too. I've never been.
I'd love to do that. Maybe that could be our next trip to London.
The Vagina Museum.
We can make clones of each other's vaginas go to the museum and learn all about labia.
And then just have them as hand puppets not talk to each other, talk to each other's vaginas.
It's a ventriloquist act waiting to happen, that is, isn't it?
we would sell out the O2 with that stand-up act.
Oh, dear, that is funny. Right, so I feel like we've chatted enough BS today.
Oh, God, I mean, just Rob's mishap with the sex toy alone. Oh, it's just fucking...
Very entertaining. We've had it all. I actually have
anxiety at the thought of that happening to me, if, like, my thing being opened... Like,
I'm just very rigorous with where my post is going, you know.
Me too, yeah. I've never accidentally sent it to the wrong house.
No, especially not if it's a sex toy, for God's sake.
No, you're thorough with that. You have to be thorough. Make sure you know exactly where it's going. No, he won't either. He'll do it again.
He won't. That's why he never orders anything. It's always me that's ordering all the shit in the house. So if you want to send us any more stories, any, you know, little nuggets of factual information about hilarious shit that you think we need to know about, you can email us at nohosbarpodcast@gmail.com. Or what else can they do, Laura?
They can head on over to our Instagram page at nohosbarpodcast. That was a struggle then.
It was.
That was a struggle. I didn't know what I was doing.
And don't forget, you can continue to buy your sex toys and the merch and all the rest of it from our website, which is www.nohosbarpodcast.com. And that's it then. We will see you cunts. I'd really like to call you now.
See you cunts next Tuesday.
See you cunts next Tuesday. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.